from Barnesville, Texas.
Good morning. This is Neil Nelson, retired director of bands at Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing your performance today. Garcia Middle School sub non-varsity. Hope our comments help in your preparation for UIL in a couple of weeks. You guys have a great run today.
Thank you for your attendance today. Please join me in welcoming the Garcia Middle School Cadet Band.
Okay, here we go. Okay, right now our air speed's pretty slow. Let's see if we can make a little bit better sounds for clarinets. We need to firm up those embouchures, faster air. Yeah, style's pretty good. Tone, O, syllables, low brass. Better attack there, flutes and clarinets. Yeah, they're just some fundamental things that we, you know, address. Airspeed, embouchures make a little bit more characteristic sounds. The style's pretty good, though. Good for you. Now make sure you push all the way to one there. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, we need to get O syllables. And then bring out those low brass lines coming down. Watch your pitch flutes. Yeah, as we go through, always know just a better, especially I'm going to talk about the low brass first, that O, O, oh, 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 and really, and don't reset in your embouchure. Just keep that embouchure firm, and where you're going to breathe, and it should not be a problem. But I think my feeling is that we're trying to reset after every note. Just keep that going. Woodwinds, especially the clarinets, we really need to look at our the tuning on concert G's, those throat tone A's. We're having a hard time matching with what's going on with the flute and alto sax. So just continue to work on your basic fundamental sounds and try to get, I think they've got all the notes under their fingers. Same thing, the air speed is just slow. We're not getting set. Dynamics. Yeah, and I would use a softer tone here, more of a D syllable. Now keep pushing. You know, a lot of it's just embouchures that just need to be firmed up. Air speeds are a little bit slow, so we're not getting up to the pitch. It's an air speed problem. I think I would rewrite this just a little bit, try to get some of those bass clarinet, Barry sax sounds out, tuba sounds out, maybe give it to an alto sax and get that other line out, or, you know, I don't know exactly what your instrumentation is. You can use some of those, another voice to get that tuba euphonium line out, bass clarinet line. And all those upper pitches, we're not pushing from the bottom note to the top note. So those notes are out of tune. Yeah, trombones, we're just not all moving together. So we're getting some fluff in your sound. Do, 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 do. More D syllable. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 two, three, bum, bum, and more tone at the end. Tone. And then, you know, this little question and answer thing is going, bum, 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 bum. I would work like instruments together and then add those rhythm counter lines underneath it. Okay. What are we doing? Now we got some rhythm issues here. And it's the same comment through here that we had in the early pitches. Again, it's air speed and embouchure. Come on, low brass. Yeah, low brass, we really need to go back and just have some sectional time to get all your individual responsibilities taken care of. Watch out, flutes up it, and then clarinets underneath. De-a-ba-da-bum. Faster air on that line. Do, 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 do. Again, it's just not listening to it or tuning. It's not good. Watch out, flutes. That high B flat. Yeah, so all the way through, do, 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 push, do, do, push, do, do, push. On the long notes, that you've got to really sizzle that air through, do, do. You should feel, when you articulate it with that D syllable, you should feel that stomach going in, do, 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 push, do, do, push. If you're playing half notes, it's the same thing. Do, I mean, when I say do, I can literally feel my stomach go in a little bit. One, two, do, 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 do. And you're pushing. Do, do. And that's gonna help with your, so you get a better characteristic sound. Right now, you know, pitch-wise, it sounds like you're a little bit under the pitch. And all that is just, it's balance and airspeed. So continue to work on, you know, apply your warm-up, and I would do warm-ups where you're doing some of this unison stuff work and really, really work on the fundamentals of your sound. So do, 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 push, do, do. So there's got to be more air and push between notes. It feels like you're just not sizzling the air hard enough. I think once you do that, you're going to make a much better sound. And then we can work on the crescendos and decrescendos, et cetera, et cetera. Just because this is a non-varsity band does not mean that we shouldn't be making good sounds. So continue to work on the details, a lot more dynamic contrast, et cetera, et cetera. But I think for right now, if we can get the your support better, and if we can get nice, full, balanced sounds, you're going to have a much better product. Hope my comments help. Good luck.